Josie's heart lurched into her throat as she watched a man on a bicycle fly along the sidewalk, headed directly toward 7-year-old Harris Quinn. She cursed herself for letting Harris run so far ahead, but it was almost Christmas, and the storefronts lining Denton's Central Business District were awash in lights and the kind of person-sized decorations that no 7-year-old could resist touching, or sometimes climbing. In fact, it was a 6-foot-tall lighted snowman that had caught his attention, its glow more pronounced in the waning daylight. Harris stood on the pavement staring up at its top hat, his mouth agape, completely unaware of the cyclist coming at him. Surely the cyclist was aware of Harris. But Josie couldn't see beneath the brim of his helmet. His head was lowered, body compact, and pointed at Harris like a missile. An older woman stumbled to the side as he pedaled past her, nearly catching the sleeve of her coat with a handlebar. A tinsel-wrapped parking meter saved her from kissing concrete. "Get off the sidewalk!" she shouted after the guy. Josie picked up her pace, one hand waving, trying to catch the attention of either Harris or the cyclist. His name lodged in her throat. The entire thing took seconds, but felt like an eternity. Harris took a step backward, firmly in the center of the sidewalk, and turned to look at Josie. Josie yelled, "Stop!" Harris's face creased with confusion. The cyclist must not have heard her because he made no attempt to slow down. He was only a couple of feet from colliding with Harris. Josie's throat constricted. Why weren't her damn legs working? There was a flash of red as a woman sprinted from the street and onto the sidewalk, directly into the path of the cyclist. She seemed to come from nowhere. In one fluid movement, she closed the distance to Harris, scooped him up, no easy feat at his age, and stepped out of the way of the cyclist, bumping against the lighted snowman. For a second, it appeared they were going to make it out of the way unscathed, but then the cyclist's handlebar caught on a brown paper bag swinging from the woman's wrist. Like a dancer twirling away from her partner, she let go of Harris, who slid to the ground, and her arms flailed in the air as the impact of handlebar on bag spun her. The bag tore, its contents splaying all over the sidewalk. Glass shattered. The woman fell. The cyclist kept going. Josie ran after him, screaming obscenities, until she felt a small, familiar hand tugging at hers. Harris's face was flushed with cold and the excitement of what had just happened. "Jojo," he said, "that lady saved me. Did you see it?" Trying to rein in her rage, Josie sucked in a deep breath. In through her nose for a 4 count, out through her mouth for another 4 count. She did 2 more, but still felt apoplectic. Stupid breathing exercises. They never worked for her. She should have tried to catch and arrest the guy. After all, she was a detective for the Denton Police Department. She was off duty, but she could have called dispatch and had a uniformed officer come take him into custody. Nestled among the mountains of central Pennsylvania, a great deal of the city spanned the rural areas on its edges. However, bicyclists were becoming more problematic in the central part of the city, where the buildings were crowded closer together. The inconsistent weather, feeling like spring one day and winter the next, with more warm days than cold, meant that they were out in force, even in December. Harris pulled at her hand again, this time drawing her back to the scene of the incident. "Jojo, you have to put a whole bunch of dollars into the swear jar. Also, I think that lady needs help." The woman, Josie's new hero, was still on her ass on the sidewalk, a broken high heel in her hand. Around her were fragments of something ceramic, a tan cashmere scarf with the tag still on, and a wooden box that had cracked open, golf balls and tees spilling out. Harris rushed over and dropped to his knees, gathering up the balls. A pair of women came out of the store. They offered to help, but Josie waved them off and knelt beside Harris.